good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Hidney Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we have a jam-packed show here. We are the resistance here, and we are all over Turtle Island on Civic Media Network. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, Ogama, and human issues are Native issues.
It is, and this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Well, before we get too far into this, Ogama, I just want to bring on this warrior that's on the Leonard Peltier Walk, and I am really excited to have Rachel Thunder come on and talk about a little bit about where they're at and what it's about. We're all over the country here. Welcome, Rachel.
Ponce Robert.
Thank you so much for stopping in. I know you're really super busy, and you guys have been started a walk here from Minneapolis, and you're heading to Washington, D.C. Tell us a little bit more where you're at and how you're doing and how we can help you do this for Leonard.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ganesh Moulton. Thank you for having me on. If you hear noises, it's because I'm driving a support vehicle following our walkers on their last mile for today as we come into Hickson, Wisconsin. We're about 150 miles east of Minneapolis on this first week of the walk. So you might hear my blinkers flashing and radio communication coming in between the different support vehicles. But this walk that we're doing, it's 1,103 miles from Minneapolis, Minnesota to Washington, D.C., and this walk is coming through the American Indian Movement Grand Governing Council. Actually, sitting here in the car with me, I have Kathy Peltier, the youngest daughter of Leonard Peltier, and this walk, you know, this walk is for her dad. It's for his freedom. It's for his freedom, you know, and so that he can go home and be able to spend time with his family, his children, his grandchildren, you know, with his communities, with his people, because he's been wrongfully imprisoned as a indigenous political prisoner for the past 46 years by the United States government. And he's currently sitting in a prison cell in Coleman, Florida, right now at USP 1 maximum security. So this walk, you know, we're carrying this prayer as AIM from the heart of AIM there in Minneapolis, Minnesota, D.C., to those people that are in those positions of influence to see his release. Mm-hmm. And it's our prayer, you know, with every step of this walk that, you know, that the Creator touches the hearts and the minds of those people, those individuals, to, you know, let him go, let him free.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so how can our listeners, because one of the things I want to let our listeners know, our progressive listeners, we're on 30 stations in Wisconsin, how they can link up to you, walk with you. Is there a page that they can get on and find out how to support and help and get a free Leonard Peltier t-shirt?
So there is our Facebook page. It's the Leonard Peltier Walk to Justice. And we also have an email if you don't have a Facebook. Hold on just one second.
Sure, no problem. No problem.
Sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I can send you some information. Mm-hmm. Thank you for stopping by and for supporting. Yeah, thank you, of course.
All right.
Okay.
You driving the whole way?
I'm walking some and driving some. It's a team effort. We're a family here.
It's a quick thing. 1 year, a half dozen guys and I ran from Superior to Kenosha one weekend, switching miles, 1 mile at a time. Mm-hmm. When it's just what you're doing. Good luck.
Thank you. Blessings for your day. Thank you.
Wow, that's awesome.
Sorry.
No, that's
sorry about that, Robert.
That's awesome. That's live radio at its best. And, you know, supporters coming up. And that's what I was saying is like, it'd be great. I know there's some people from my tribe, Ho-Chunk Nation, that you're driving through their area, and they'd love to come walk with you guys in support. So, again, how can they find out? You said something about an email address, too.
So we have the Facebook page, which is Leonard Peltier's Walk to Justice, and we post daily updates on there with, like, photos and the towns and that we're going through. Our campsites, we're keeping that private for security. You know, right. We want our people and family to feel safe and secure here on the walk. And then we also have an email address, and that is leonardpeltierwalktojustice@gmail.com. So, you know, if you don't have Facebook or whatever, you can just give us an email and reach out that way. But we do try to share, like, our general location of where we're going through. And on that Facebook page, there's also a registration form, you know, and we reshare that kind of periodically where you can register to walk with us, you know, for certain dates or miles, or, you know, sign up to host us for a meal or for ceremony. You know, all of those things. So I really encourage if anybody wants to come participate to just kind of use that registration form, because then we can know to expect you and be able to be prepared to, like, feed you and, of course, take care of you and watch over you on this walk.
Well, I know you're super busy, but I wanted to reach out to you. This is Rachel Thunder with the Leonard Peltier Walk for Justice all the way to Washington, D.C. The next stop I see, the next rally is in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm going to try and make it out there for that. Totally exciting, and I want to say, Peeny Geeky, thank you. We want more updates, and I appreciate you being able to stop in and talk to our audience, especially our audience in Wisconsin, because you're on the way there, and it'd be great to have people come support this.
Yeah, we're coming into Hickson, Wisconsin right now, and then I believe tomorrow we're going to get to Black River Falls is the plan. So
right,
we'll be over here if anybody wants to stop by and say hi.
Peeny Geeky, thank you so much, and safe travels, and we'll talk to you early next week if you have the capacity. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you, Robert.
Okay, Peeny Geeky, Haijuoni. We'll see you. Ho-wa. Wow, Ogma, that was an amazing, amazing young warrior there doing her work.
It's beautiful what they're doing right now. And I just want to remind everybody, too, that AIM's last walk from Minneapolis, Minnesota, or was St. Paul, Minnesota, I believe, last time to Washington, D.C., was the Trail of Broken Treaties in 1972. So this is the longest walk that AIM has done in many, many years, and for an incredibly good cause. So I just want to remind everybody to follow Leonard Peltier Walk to Justice on Facebook and social media. Or you can email leonardpeltierwalktojustice@gmail.com to find out where they're going to be, offer some support for our relatives. And the next rally for all of our Wisconsin listeners is in Madison, Wisconsin. Estimated date is September 17th, 2022. So all of our Wisconsin listeners, and also our people in Chicago. Chicago, they're going to be coming through on 9/24. So keep your ears out and keep listening to Native Roots Radio for more exclusive interviews and updates from the Leonard Peltier Freedom Walk. So
yeah, right on. Right on, Ogma. I mean, go ahead. I'm just excited.
Speaking of updates, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Canada mass stabbing rampage suspect from earlier this week, Robert, if I have a moment.
Yeah, you sure do. You got a minute and 10 seconds.
Awesome. So it appears that Miles Sanderson, who was the other suspect in the mass stabbing that killed 10 people on the... that killed 10 people and injured 18 people in Saskatchewan and a Native community, appears to have died in police custody as of today. Officials are saying that wounds were probably self-inflicted, but some officials are not saying what is happening. So, again, our prayers are up for this James Smith Cree First Nation in Saskatchewan, Canada, who lost 10 of their community members survivors and had 18 more injured in their tiny community there at the hands of two suspects, Miles Sanderson and Damian Sanderson, both of which are now deceased. So the manhunt is over, but questions have still not been answered. So we'll give some more updates on that as we find out more. I'm following the Associated Press on this issue as I can.
Hey, we'll be right back with Robert Lilligren. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
COVID levels may be falling, but the virus is still around. Stay healthy and up to date on your COVID vaccinations and boosters. Right now, everyone 6 months and older is eligible to get a vaccination, while everyone five and up is eligible for their booster shot. Plus, you're eligible for a second booster if you're over 50 or received an initial booster dose at least 4 months ago. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov. This message brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation,
and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization working toward climate justice.
Hey, wow, we have Robert Lilligren here, and we only have him for a short time, so I want to get just to quickly get into, he's the CEO at the Native American Community Development Institute here in Minneapolis, Twin Cities, and it's always exciting for me to talk to Robert. Always stuff's happening on the avenue. There's something happening, I believe, tomorrow night, or is it tonight, with the closing of your art gallery to the next thing? Well, I'll let you speak because I'm mumbo jumbo and all over the place. Welcome, Robert.
Thanks. Thank you. Good to be here. Good to see you, Ogama. And no Wendy tonight, huh?
Nope, she's. We have her off again for another night. The fair wore her out.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to hear about. If you've rested up from the fair, how you're doing?
Doing good. Took one day on Tuesday. My voice was really deep because I was talking to so many people, and my brain wasn't engaged. So it's gotten better from Tuesday on, and of course, I'm back to work and meetings all day, and I was down on Franklin Avenue today, so I'm swinging back into the groove.
Good to hear. Did you stop by Four Sisters Farmers Market?
Sure did. And
sorry, I missed you. I was there really early.
It was a hot one too.
Very hot.
Yeah.
So, for you? Were you happy with what happened at the fair?
Very big learning experience, and I was happy because of all the people that stopped by. I ran into so many people. The lieutenant governor came four times to shop.
Great.
It was awesome. And I ran into people in the community, and specifically the Ho-Chunk community that I've never met that live in the Twin Cities. So it was really, and so many, Robert, listeners came by. That listened to our show. And so it was really exciting. It was also interesting because, as you know, there's a lot of stolen art out there when it comes to, you know, and I was fighting, you know, I was fighting that one t-shirt at a time. And it's really interesting because I was on another radio station too, and I was just, you know, saying, you know, ask these people who did their art. You know, do they know who did this art? If they don't, it's from China. And it's, you know, they're stealing our art. And I could tell you everyone that made, every person in our booth who made what and what tribe they're from.
I love
it. So big difference. And it was exciting too.
Yep. Important, important conversations to have, right? And, right. And I got to tell you, I serve on the Capital Campaign Committee for the Minneapolis American Indian Center. And we've been working towards a huge rebuild, remodel, you know, getting it ready for the rest of the 21st century, reimagining it sort of from just a service center that it was, but more to a destination on our American Indian Cultural Corridor. And it's just been going really, really well. But at the meeting, and so it's all these, you know, people who have access to funders and things like that. You'd know everyone on the committee, but, you know, I it's kind of a highfalutin group of natives, you know, and several people were talking about your booth and how they said, if I knew I wanted to connect with natives on at the state fair, I'd go to Robert Pilot's booth and to Native Roots. And so just in your very first year, you really developed a little bit of buzz.
Yeah, it was exciting. And we really appreciated, I mean, my daughter and I did from 8 to 10 every day, except the one day I went up to Duluth to meet some reservation dogs at Winona's concert.
Oh, yeah.
And then closed it up, and it was an amazing thing, and it was a very, very big learning experience for us because the fair was a lot different, Robert, than the store. You know, I think, you know, what people bought, they weren't into candles because they were heavy, you know, things like that that we learned that we should have known, but we really learned, and things will be different next year.
Cool. Well, congratulations. I think that's just thrilling. Yeah. So yeah, you were talking about what's going on in our gallery on the Avenue.
Right.
Our organization, NACDI, owns and operates All My Relations Arts. It's just this tiny little gallery, but it's become kind of a premier destination for contemporary Native arts and artists here in the region. And so right now we have this great show, Nujimis, it's called, She Heals, is how it's translated. We have a guest curator, her name's Hillary Kempenek. And so tomorrow it closes. It's been open for a few months, and it's really an impressive show. I know you've seen it, Robert. So tomorrow, yeah, Hillary will be moderating a conversation with some of the artists that are in the show. You can learn more about the featured artists, their backgrounds, and really the show is about aunties, right? Indigenous aunties. It's almost all women artists, almost all women subjects. I think there's one male artist. And so they'll be talking not just about their art, but about the, you know, the role aunties play in our communities and in our cultures.
Yeah, and that's huge. And boy, I think Hillary is fairly young, and she is really an unbelievable artist. Just to point out one of them, I follow her on Facebook, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, she really is emerging, and this is just a great step for her career. She's been really, really considerate about promoting the gallery with this show and everything, you know, a great way of building that network. And then, as you know, our little gallery, as small as it is, it's kind of mighty, right? And it's been a launching pad for a number of major careers, international kinds of careers. People like Deani Whitehawk is a former gallery director there. Of course, now we have Angela Two Stars, whose public art career has just taken off. People like Marlena Miles was staff at the gallery before Gracie Horn, others. And so it's just a really good incubator. And so so whenever someone does something like this show, She Heals, like Hillary is doing, I always wonder where they're going to go, you know.
Right.
Where we're going to see their names and headlines and things in the next few years.
Well, you know, you were talking about a place to gather. And I remember during the George Floyd uprising, you guys turned that into a food place where I remember coming in to drop off food for people because of the grocery stores burned down from people outside our communities. And it was unbelievable, the people working there and all the food. So, being that flexible and really in the community, I just think good thoughts to all my relations gallery. It's just amazing.
Well, thanks for those kind words. And that was such a violent time, right? I mean, just kind of remembering it, the trauma of it and everything. And we're still kind of digging out from that era inside our building because we literally just turned it over to the community, right?
Right.
We redirected some resources to create that pop-up food pantry. It was like a grocery store in there,
yes,
right? And switched, you know, sort of a staff up to have food, you know, food distribution. Our offices we turned over to the protectors who use our offices, and as you know, the parking lot of their building to organize. And we're just getting back post COVID, and our office still looks kind of like a warehouse, like a storage area. So just today we were talking about how we can start making it look more like an office for a bit.
Yeah, and rumor has it too. I was down there talking to one of your employees, and that we'll be partnering up with a lot of live stuff down at the All My Relations Gallery when you have things happening. So I'm really excited about that because I always want to make it down there, but sometimes it's during my show. So this is excellent.
Yeah, great. A way of doing, covering both those bases. No, I'm really looking forward to an expanded partnership between our organizations. I just think it's nothing but good's going to come out of that.
Right. So we got like a minute left, and I know you got to get going, and I want to let you speak on whatever you want to, because sometimes I take over the conversation and there's some good things that you want to let our community and our outsider community and the whole Turtle Island know about what's happening with you and your organizations.
I appreciate it. That's quite an open invitation. Maybe I'll just plug a couple things that our organization is doing, huh? Mm-hmm. That's NACDI, Native American Community Development Institute, NACDI.org. But we have our Four Sisters Farmers Market, as you know. We also are doing a lot of activities around our new Four Sisters Urban Farm, which is just a really great partnership between community. Our county, Hennepin County, has leased us some property for $1 that we're turning into a producing farm. And just this last, over the weekend, we had a seed bomb project where people could come and create seed bombs. And so there's just a lot of programming around there. Great partnerships with orgs like Dream of Wild Health and Growing Blue Flowers and Powwow Grounds, of course. So I just encourage people to go to our website and maybe check out some of those activities. And the big spike in activity is around our Make Voting a Tradition.
Yeah.
It's about engaging Native voters, not just in voting, but in policy and holding elected people accountable. We've expanded to a statewide table now, and you'll start seeing Make Voting a Tradition pop up at up on the reservations up north. They were at the Water Protectors event that you were at this
time. Right. That was awesome. And, and I think we're going to be playing a few of your ads because they're very, very good and very well produced. And we're excited to partner in that too with our Rock the Vote Native Style on Tuesdays. And I feel like it's a win-win situation. And, you know, Native Roots Radio is kind of growing up here, and with great guests like you that have really made this an impactful show. And I want to just say Pini Gigi Robert for coming on, and let's talk soon, and we'll see you next week. Oh,
thanks.
Right on. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Ramsey County's Transforming Systems Together initiative is rethinking how the county delivers services and invests in the community, including through grants. Grants are available to support individuals and organizations providing prevention services and serving vulnerable youth involved in child protection and foster care. To learn more and see if you or your organization qualifies, visit ramseycounty.us/TST grants. Applications are due by September 30th.
Hi, this is Desi Doyen of the Green News Report and the Bradcast. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Chambliot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambliotFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Hey, Patrick for Zero Res. All summer long, the kids have dragged in dirt, mud, worse, a few bugs, maybe more than a few bugs, and they made the house stink too. The good news is the kids are back in school, which means there's no better time to call Zero Res to clear the summer stench. Zero Res will clean up the leftover beach day fun that didn't stay at the beach, the spills left behind after the sleepovers, and more. And you can score big savings this month. Get 3 rooms pre-treated and clean starting at just $139 and take $75 off your air duct cleaning. Call today at 952-0-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM 950 special. And when nothing but new will do, nobody knows floors better than Zero Res. If you're thinking about new flooring, check out ZFloors.com for Z Floors by Zero Res. Backward or forward spells the same. Zero Res.
Hi, my name is Pamela Topchian. I'm a former nurse, published author, and board-certified hypnotherapist with HypnoBreakthrough.com. Do you feel stuck in a rut? Finding yourself wondering if this is all there is to life? Tired of just existing? HypnoBreakthrough can help you to reduce stress, release fears, gain confidence, and reach your life's goals holistically, mindfully, and gently. So I ask you, what changes would you like to see in your life? Let's talk about it. Contact me, Pamela Topchian, board-certified hypnotherapist, to schedule your free consultation, which includes a complimentary stress-reducing sample session so you can see how it feels for yourself before any commitments are made. Go to HypnoBreakthrough.com for all the information. That's HypnoBreakthrough.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 65, then showers and thunderstorms possible Friday with temperatures around 64. Whether you're dining in or dining out, Eat Local Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors will make your next meal one to remember. Visit the full list of Eat Local Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization working for climate justice.
Yes, it is. Hey, we're about to have Nathan Wright on, and he's with the Heart of the Turtle, and there's some action going on that we're really excited. He was just on for a second, and I think he's gathering up more steam, and we'll fire up that phone and come back on here. Here he is right now. Let's see if we can add him. Nathan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, and there he's gone. Hey, that's pretty awesome. They are working on an action, Ogama, and you have a big smile on your face, like, what the heck's going on?
I'm chuckling a little bit because I've been that person on site at an event and I can't get my internet to work or those types of things kind of happening. So I think they're in D.C. Are they in D.C., Robert or Nathan? No, are you in Washington, D.C. tonight?
Ani. Yeah, I'm here. I'm over here at
St. Ignace, Michigan, and we're at the Army Corps of Engineers meeting that they're having about Line 5, and we're talking, they're taking public comments, and it's been quite a number of people that have showed up so far and spoke. We're nearing kind of the tail end. This parking lot behind me was all filled up at one point, mostly with people that were from water protectors. Oil and water don't mix brought up two buses, as you could see behind me, from people all across the state. And that was nice. And it's just been a really educational, wonderful event. We've had a lot of people that have came even from as far away as from Minnesota that came here to support us. And so it's been an honor to be here.
Yeah, we got a few clips. If you want to, Nathan, if you want to introduce the clip real quick, we can play. We got five clips, and just tell us which one, and we'll pop it up there real quick, and you can give us a little intro on who you've been talking to.
Sure, sure. So the interviews, I guess you could just, I don't know which one you have in front, but so what I did is I interviewed four different people, and I mean, we'll just let them speak for themselves. And we pre-recorded these earlier because some of the people had to leave and some of the people had to go back in to get their time slot. Now, I'm still on a time slot, too, to try to get to speak. So hopefully I'll be able to do that as well. So there's a lot of people, probably over 80 people. But go ahead and roll those interviews. They're awesome interviews.
Right on. Go ahead, Ogama.
Thanks again, Robert. So we're here with Whitney Gravel. Is it Gravel? I've heard people in there saying Gravel or...
It's Gravel.
Gravel, okay. And she is the Ogama, the chairperson for the Bay Mills Tribe of...
We're Bay Mills Indian Community.
Bay Mills Indian Community.
Yeah,
okay.
Traditionally known as Ganoushnakani, or Place of the Mountain.
Okay, and I wanted to ask you, you were in there, you've been a Line 5 protector ever since you got into office. You've been doing an amazing job speaking on our behalf as the Anishinaabe here in this area, and we really appreciate that. So I wanted to ask you about what you spoke about here and what issues you're concerned with as a chairperson of one of our tribes up here that is certainly, you're at the forefront, I would say, of the people that are around in this area.
So Bay Mills Indian Community is a signatory to the 1836 Treaty of Washington. And within that treaty, our ancestors reserved the right to fish, hunt, and gather within the ceded territory. That ceded territory is 14 million acres of land and 13 million acres of water, in which the Line 5 dual pipelines and the proposed Line 5 tunnel project directly run through. And so we're here today to honor the work our ancestors did, you know, more than 200 years ago, because when they negotiated that treaty, what they were really trying to preserve were our indigenous lifeways. It wasn't about the right to just fish or hunt or gather. It was about the right to provide, the right to perform ceremony, the right to live who we are as Anishinaabe people on the Great Lakes. And so we're here today to oppose the Line 5 dual pipelines, oppose the proposed tunnel project, so that we can protect that way of life. There are so many cultural resources interwoven in the streets of Mackinac, interwoven throughout the landscape in which Line 5 runs, that are directly connected to our history, they're directly connected to our culture. There are environmental impacts that Line 5 continue.
Wow, that's amazing. I think we got a little froze up there. Let's see here. What do we got going on? Let's get Nathan back on here. We lost Nathan. Nathan, so that was a little excerpt. We got it a little frozen up here. Talk about who's helping you there. You've got a young cameraman there helping you out there and sending us all these great clips. Can you talk a little bit about him, and we'll roll the next clip?
Robert, I don't know if he heard us. Let's roll the next clip. Let's do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So one of the people we're here with today, Robert, is Nicole Biber with Little Trevor's Bay Man, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And we might want to come in a little closer so you can hear us better.
Okay.
And so what were your thoughts about today and what did you speak about? Because I seen you up there speaking and you did a wonderful job.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I definitely wanted to come and remind them that this is an environmental impact assessment and to keep the focus on there, to make sure that they take seriously our cultural sites that were found under the straits, but also that we, to have our treaty rights respected, require this land and water to keep living, to keep supporting our relations, our relatives, and that it needs to, that their job is to look at the environmental impact, to consult with tribes in a meaningful way, and not to think it's secondary to the economics.
Absolutely. And I know I've seen you along a lot on different events. How long have you been being a water protector for?
Oh, goodness. I think it really started a lot when I had children. My eldest is 21. Yeah. And just sort of really brings it home how shocking it is to have all of this be threatened every second. That's the truth of it. And so just being determined not to just stand by and watch the continued burning off and wasting in their honor.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your time, and thank you very much. I know you're going to probably head back in there and watch more of the speakers.
Yeah, so, that sounded good.
So no. Thank you for standing up for us.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank
much.
You.
Well, that was awesome. And you guys, can you hear us? We got a couple more to run, and you were saying that there were so many people there. You're so excited about that. We got a couple more to run, and then we got to go to break. So why don't we run another one, Nathan? And
okay. I want to give credit to Nabish and his partner here who helped out, and real quick, they gave us help with the camera and everything, the camera. So I just want to give a quick shout out to them.
No, perfect. Well, yeah, let's check it out. Ogama, can you run that?
Look who I got here with us. You guys are all familiar with these guys right here. Introducing from starting over here.
Sego, Sewa Greco, Kiri, Huff Chesnick, Oneida Nation, Wisconsin from the reservation at Green Bay. Jamie Indigenakaz, Nalapa and Da, Beshogawa Babiganakag. I'm Jamie Gaither near White Earth Reservation. We're here today to talk about what we're seeing in Minnesota already from Enbridge.
Sherry Kutsu, Nagachuweda, Kwanwa.
So we're here. These Kwe have warriors. These are true warriors here. They have been doing some amazing work, coming all the way from Minnesota and Wisconsin to support us. I met them earlier this year, and everything I've known about them has been really positive and incredible. But enough about what I got to say about them. I'll let them speak. So tell us why you guys came all the way over here from Wisconsin to Minnesota to be a part of this.
Yeah, we left at 3 a.m. this morning because it's too important not to show to the entire world that Enbridge lies. This is what they have left behind. They said it was a safe process. I'm going to say at least 26, you could double it, but I'm going to say 26 that we know of because we've been ground truthing the information. This is our work. We're out there, an organization called Wadukawad Amiquad, which is citizen scientists, and we've been out there watching, seeing, documenting in a scientific way with chain of evidence the mess that Enbridge has left behind at Clearbrook, at Mississippi, the first crossing, at La LaSalle Valley. This is where this was taken. Their fix that was supposed to solve the issue of an aquifer breach and an upwelling that was way outside the system, they interjected grout. It's bentonite clay. It fuses, forms like cement with all these chemicals. This is what's coming up in the water from that process that they said resolved the issue. It didn't. They lied, and this is the proof right here. This is the proof here. The Fond du Lac breach is heartbreaking.
Days away from being a year old.
Heartbreaking. It's the anniversary on the 10th. Yep. The breach anniversary for that one in Fond du Lac that has totally destroyed all of their rice beds. They have no more rice beds there. That's, in my view, an act of genocide.
All the scientists are accepting the Nomen donations.
Oh, wow. Mm. Well, you top shelfed your monomen.
And some of the people in there, they were speaking about the aquifers that exist here in Michigan as well,
right?
How the same exact thing can happen to them. So,
no, it's not can, it will. It absolutely will. The HDD crossings are not meant for your 50-foot gullies that they have to go through. It's going to be just as bad a disaster as what this has been.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, ladies, for coming out and coming all this far. Good to see you. And back to you, Robert.
Wow, we got to take a quick break here. It's just an amazing, wow, what great reporting from Nathan. And we're going to come back here and do a little more. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, we got Nathan right here live, and I know you may be coming up real soon, but Nathan, just give us a quick update what you're doing and where you're at for people that are just checking in, because it is so important. This has just become an unbelievable, really great show because of you and your camera person, and we're really excited. Just give us a quick update for people that are just dropping in, and we'll play another video before after that.
Sure, absolutely. So we're here in St. Ignace, Michigan. It's Little Bear East is where we're at, and we're giving our public opinion to the group that's here, getting all the information from different people. We have about 100 different water protectors that are here. And Enbridge had maybe, 50 of their people. A lot of them left because they're, some of them, I guess, were working. And it's just been a really incredible event. Lots of really great information has been shared. And we look forward to, this continued Army Corps of Engineers who are here taking this information and using it for their documents, whether or not it's a good idea for us to, or for them to continue to have the pipeline. It's like an environmental assessment, but they're taking public opinion. And We had a little bit of one disruptor that kind of they told they leave, and then after that, this young lady ended up having a really good civil conversation with the guy that actually owned an oil refinery, and they were having a very interesting civil conversation. I'd never seen anything like this before. You know, he was in support of Line 5, and she wasn't. She had plenty of data and information, and I don't know if we have time, but you know. Maybe we could interview her. She had some information that was really good. So I don't want to spend too much time because I gave you a lot of good interviews. So if you want to cut back to that, that's fine with me.
Sounds good. Ogama, let her roll.
For you, Robert, we have Nabish. What's your full name, Nabish?
Nabish Kimwabikizi.
Nabish
Kimwabikizi.
There you go. What he said. I've known Nabish for years. He is from the area. What, you're with Grand Traverse?
Yeah, GTB or LTB. The island people can be either or.
Right.
Yeah.
And you do fishing. This guy is a master of many things. He has many skills, many talents. A jewelry maker, and his significant other one here, she does jewelry. They do all kinds of stuff. They're inventors and everything. So really honored to be here with them. And me and you, we started to know each other back in the early days of Mackinac Day when it started out, you know, kind of the formation of it. And then you went on to do other things. And tell us why you're here today protecting Line 5. After all these years, you're still doing this. Tell us what this means to you and why you're here.
Yeah, so I've been in the commercial fishing industry for about 5 years now. My family's all been in treaty rights fishing, commercial fishing, and helped fight for treaty rights and commercial fishing back in the day. And so I've been working really hard the last probably 5 or 6 years to try and continue that. And including two college and university graduations to help do that. So to me, any Line 5 spill really would mean the decimation of the commercial fishing industry and treaty rights for Anishinaabe people. It's a $3 to $4 billion industry a year. Last time I checked, about a year or two ago, just commercial fishing alone. So, that's not counting tourism or any of the sports fishing industries here in the Great Lakes. So, you know, to me, it's everything I've risked my life for, everything I've built businesses on and gone to school for years. And will continue to go to school for years to try and see that the commercial fishing happen. So Line 5 is the most obvious, in-my-face opposition to if it still happened, nobody wants oily fish, so it would mean the destruction of everything our families risk their lives for.
And how do you think the viewers that are out there, or listeners that are out there, how do you think they could throw us the support here in Michigan with Line 5 and helping us? What can they do to help?
I think the most important thing people can do is just be aware and spread awareness that it exists. There's a pipeline that goes through our entire state. It's leaked over 33 documented times. That's not anything that they're sneaking around, you know? And, it's one of the worst inland oil spills in U.S. history happened in Michigan from this same company. So just people being aware. People's general sense, they disagree. You know, it's nonsense. It's caused trouble. We're in 2022. It's the future. We have renewable energies as a total commercial industry. You know, there's countries running on renewable energies. There's no reason for us to do this other than a few greedy people who, lobbied to keep going.
Absolutely.
So I feel like just awareness. Yeah.
Right. Any last words?
Chibigwetch for everyone who's been here and anyone who's helped, protect water. For sure. Yeah.
Chibigwetch to you. Yeah. For protecting our waters here.
Chibigwetch. Likewise. Yeah.
All right, Robert, back to you again.
Hey, we want to give a big shout out to Rise Coalition that's out there. They do great work. They were there for, the crossing of where the Mississippi starts and where there was the young warrior lady said that there was 25 frack outs and we need to get that information out there. And we don't really have too much more time. We got about 3 minutes. Nathan, do you want us to roll the last one? What do you think?
Well, the last one, I mean, it's not much of an interview. It's just like one of the people that were on the bus that he just basically explained his position with being on the bus. Actually, he's sitting right here right now. Hey, let's do that again. We're live. Call the bus again.
Yes. So I came out from Traverse City, and there was another bus that came from Ann Arbor and Lansing. There are maybe about 40 of us total. And just really awesome to see so many people take the long trek up to St. Ignace to show their show why we cannot build an oil tunnel in the Straits of Mackinac, and just showing people and our numbers in this movement opposed to this pipeline expansion.
And you want to tell us your name again?
Yes, my name is Levi.
Okay. Thank you, Levi. Well, so Levi rode on the bus, and, you know, it was just it's really great to see a lot of the grassroots groups here working together, bringing more people up here, lots of younger people. Everyone was given 3 minutes to speak, and they, you know, they're still going through it. I'm letter M, and I'm still here. It started at 3, and it's almost, you know, it ends at 8, so hopefully I'll be able to get in there. Maybe not. But anyways, it was just an amazing show of force of water protectors, and I was proud to be a part of that, and I'm glad I made it here. I was actually going to leave earlier, but because I wasn't sure if I was going to get on, and now I'm back here. I'm glad I stayed.
Well, Nathan, I just want to say thank you so much for your reporting and the videos and the people up there, because you're doing important work, and we want to hear at Native Roots Radio amplify your work, and because we want to leave the water. You know, we're the last line of protectors, the Native Americans. And so I just want to say Pini Gigi for coming on at last minute like this. And we have to stay in touch. So I just want to say thank you. And we'll see you soon. Oh,
thank you very much. We'll see you guys. Bama Peak Wagman.
Wow. That was amazing, Ogama. That's probably
Good job,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was so excited to see representatives from Wadukuwag Amikwag, such as Jamie Gaither and Cherie and
Cherie's
and their sister over there. Yeah, Cherie's all over the world, I think, with all this water protecting. And it's really good to see them standing up for the water and being a voice for those of us who have to be here doing the work that we do, amplifying it. So miigwech to all of you, to Nathan, to everybody who came on today.
Yeah, it was a lot of scrambling there in the beginning of the show, but it was well worth it. I want to give a quick shout out to Rachel Thunder, too, with the Free Leonard Peltier Walk that we support big time. You know, Nathan doing his work, and of course, our regular Robert Lilligren, you know, just a great show. And then all the news that you did, I appreciate you and I appreciate this. So why don't we wind it down here? And
yeah.
If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.